From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief.
It's CEO.
August 26th Tech Roundup 5 Stories, here's number 1. Let's get into it. First from Wired, add Dr. Coupon codes 40% off August 2026. Thanks to the COVID pandemic and seemingly never-ending wildfires, air purifiers have become an essential home appliance for overall health. Pretty much every building lets in a lot of particulate matter, volatile organic compounds, and vaporous chemicals.
Not to mention off-gassing from indoor plastics, furniture, and paint. It's important to ensure that the air you're breathing is clean, from stopping coughs and allergy symptoms to helping us wake up with clearer sinuses and less raspy throats. Air purifiers can make all the difference.
Next, Tickened from Wired.
Corsair discount code up to 50% off for August 2026.
Corsair is known primarily for its high-end gaming peripherals and accessories, as well as PC components like memory and power supplies. More recently, the company even dipped its toe into full-on pre-built gaming PCs.
So, if you're shopping for a new gaming keyboard or building a new PC, checking out Corsair's website is a good way to go.
But before you buy, we have some Corsair discount codes and Corsair coupons to help you save some extra cash.
Up next,
third from TechCrunch. India's Ring gets backing from peak Roman 15 as it pushes voice AI past the phone call. More than 76% of consumers in India prefer talking to businesses over a phone call, according to a recent study from Truecaller. Since voice is still consumers' preferred way to communicate, that leaves a big opportunity to automate support and outreach calls using voice AI in the country. Voice AI startup Ring, which already processes 20 million call attempts a month, is betting that volume keeps climbing over the coming months, and it just raised more money on that belief. The company said today it has landed $10 million from peak Roman 15 partners as an extension of its Series A.
And then,
fourth from Emerging AI, GTA VI plus Claude could be your retirement plan. Have you ever noticed what happens just before something huge, like a presidential election result, a massive UFC fight, a new iPhone, or any big event millions of people are waiting for? The moment it happens, everyone suddenly starts looking for the same things. Numbers, prices, routes, results, rankings, what works and what to do next. That rush for information becomes a business of its own.
Now GTA VI is coming on November 19.
GTA V has already sold nearly 230 million copies and generated an estimated $8 billion.
That is the size of the money machine GTA VI is about to inherit.
Next, fifth from Turing Post. The AI race is moving beyond models. There's a lot happening this week, but one thing kept jumping out at me: the interesting action is increasingly happening around the model. Edge raised $1 billion in 26 days because it thinks GPUs aren't the final answer.
A mysterious model called Ox Alpha quietly appeared in developers' hands and may have turned those developers into its test lab.
Z.AI is moving from open models toward long-running agents, digital employees, and eventually self-training systems.
Up next,
sixth from PJ Vayuru.
I rank 14 remote job sites for AI roles, but which one is right for you? I was creating a video on this topic for my Instagram, and I wrote the script.
I decided to start with the platform that most people use to find jobs, LinkedIn.
This may be controversial, but I would put LinkedIn in D tier for cold remote applications.
It has massive inventory, but also brutal competition. Use it to find people, not to spray easy apply applications. Then I looked at some of the other top ones.
And then,
seventh from 9to5Mac. Apple renews push for expedited discovery in OpenAI trade secret misappropriation lawsuit.
Apple has submitted its response to OpenAI's attempt to block expedited discovery in its ongoing trade secret lawsuit. Here are the details.
Earlier this month, Apple asked for an expedited discovery process in its lawsuit accusing former employees, OpenAI, and EO products of trade secret misappropriation.
That would include early production of documents and communications, forensic imaging of devices and accounts, and depositions of key witnesses. Next,
eighth from The Register Software.
Self-hosted email is in steep decline. Microsoft and Google are taking over. The number of large users hosting their own email servers has halved in the last decade, according to Artem Berezin, the researcher who works at business email company Live Direct Marketing. On the Internet Society blog, Berezin explained that DNS records reveal a lot about email.
The MX record says where the mailbox lies.
The SBF record says who may send on the domain's behalf. The DMARC record says what should happen when a message fails authentication, he wrote.
Up next,
ninth from Hackaday. GBRI token resellers, the secret ingredient is fraud.
Matt Lenhardt has an interesting write-up explaining exactly how fraudsters offer access to cutting-edge AI models at a tenth of the price.
Perhaps unsurprisingly, the secret is to get tokens for free from anywhere they can and by any means necessary. Then wrap them in a pretty Relay API and sell access to it.
Relaying tokens is not by itself a shady practice. That distinction belongs to services that obtain tokens fraudulently, opening the door to selling them at rates far below market value.
And then,
tenth from AI Supremacy.
Visions of AI, the advent of world models.
Welcome back.
Visions of AI is a new feature format I'm experimenting with that will amount to a short profile on an AI or emerging tech startup.
The cadence of this style of article is unknown as of yet, but there are a lot of fascinating startups I want to discuss and share about. This is designed to be light evening reading to go out at a time slot of 8 p.m. EST. In an AI boom, you would expect new kinds of AI startups to emerge and get funding. That's it for today. To
tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings. Stay curious. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.